What happens when three cities in northwest Arkansas are interested in annexing the same piece of land? Well, there are special elections and a legal challenge that could set a precedent for the future. This began when the city of Rogers announced its intentions to annex nearly 3,500 acres of land between Highway 112 and Heifel. The track's northern boundary is along Philpott Road, its southern boundary along Sears Road. A challenge followed for both Bentonville and Cave Springs. Both are using two different methods of annexing property in response to Rogers. As early voting in the Rogers special election to annex the land is underway this week, Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has more on what this means for people living in the affected areas.
This finger down the middle of what we called for an election is nothing more than an interference in the democratic process. It makes absolutely no sense from a regional planning standpoint and serves zero purpose other than to interfere with an election.
That's Rogers Mayor Greg Hines. And the finger he's referring to is a string of properties that Bentonville voluntarily annexed after Hines announced the city of Rogers was planning to hold a special election to annex nearly 4.5 square miles of land between Highway 112 and Heifel.
It's a unique situation. There's not one like it in the history that we know of in Arkansas.
On August 22nd, the Rogers City Council voted to hold the special election on November 14th, after the mayor announced the city's intentions the week before. All media outlets were invited, including KUAF. On September 12th, the Bentonville City Council adopted an ordinance annexing a portion of the properties designated to be annexed by the special election in Rogers. Bentonville annexed the strip of land through a process called annexation by 100% petition. That means a group of landowners came together to petition the city to voluntarily annex their properties. Hines says that's what the lawsuit against the city of Bentonville stems from.
You know, I'm not shocked that there were individuals in the affected area that banded together and said, oh, by golly, we'll form a red wall and we'll link up to Bentonville and cut this annexation off and stop Rogers. But for a neighboring government to then voluntarily accept that idea as a good one, it's shocking to me that professionals in city governments in northwest Arkansas, where we're one of the fastest growing regions in the country, would take that type of approach.
For now, a judge has stayed the voluntary annexation, but there's one more player in the game. Following Hines's announcement, the Cave Springs City Council voted to hold its own special election to annex the same piece of land as Rogers. A counter-election is allowed by state law. Here's Hines again.
Here you have Cave Springs that's got all the troubles they're having, but at least they looked at the statute and followed the law.
Cave Springs will hold its special election on December 12th. In both the Rogers and Cave Springs special elections, the residents of each city get to vote along with the residents who live in the area affected by the annexation. So, if the Rogers election passes and the Cave Springs election doesn't, then Rogers will annex the land, and vice versa. If both of the special elections pass, then there will be a third election, but only the residents in the annexation area will vote. Cave Springs Alderman Randall Noblet says after Rogers announced its election, city council members started getting phone calls from people who said they'd rather be annexed into Cave Springs.
Most people that live in the county that have agricultural land and have chosen to live in the county, they're not looking to be a part of the hustle and bustle of a big city. We offered them a choice there. We're coming in saying we're not changing your lifestyle significantly.
But Mayor Hines says the same would be true should those areas be annexed into Rogers. Private agricultural land can't be rezoned following an election unless a property owner makes that kind of request. And while Cave Springs Alderman Noblet and Alderman Larry Fletcher both spoke of their city's rural nature, they also spoke of growth. Dozens of new homes are being built in Cave Springs, and like the rest of northwest Arkansas, the city's population is growing. In fact, it's doubled in the last few years. Here's Larry Fletcher.
We will never be a town of 50,000 people, but we could very easily be one of 25,000.
For now, though, Cave Springs is a town of about 4,000. Of the three cities, Hines says Rogers is committed to extending water and sewer to the entire area should it be annexed. Those services are part of the reason the Rogers City Council decided to go ahead with the annexation in the first place.
It sits within our water service boundary. It has for years. So it's been an area that was designated between the different water districts that we would eventually, as growth occurred, service this area.
In Cave Springs, though, Alderman Randall Noblett says water and sewer services would possibly come with time and by request from property owners.
Right now, financially, we're not in a strong position to do that. That's not what they're asking for.
The same is true for the area that's part of the voluntary annexation into Bentonville. There's no guarantee the city would extend water and sewer services to that part of the city. And that doesn't sit well with Dolores Overton.
So I approached the city of Bentonville over a year ago and asked them if they could provide us water in this area. And the engineer explained to me that we were not in Bentonville's growth plan. We were in the city of Rogers' growth plan.
Overton's property is included in Rogers' annexation boundary, something she wholeheartedly supports. Overton lives down the road from two large plots of land that the city of Rogers has already voluntarily annexed. One plot is the Scissortail subdivision. The other is the future site of a Bentonville elementary school. Mayor Hines says the city of Rogers incorporated that 40 acres because the Bentonville School District had asked them to. Otherwise, there would be no way to get water and sewer services to the school. Overton says that was her sign.
So when my neighbors started asking questions about, you know, talking about volunteering annexation into Bentonville, my problem with that is, well, Rogers is bringing the water to the Bentonville School, so apparently they have no intention of bringing water to us, but Rogers does.
Right now, like all of her neighbors, Overton's water comes from a well. But she says she's concerned about its quality as more people are building homes and digging wells and septic tanks around her property.
The older wells on the older farms that have been here are very shallow wells. There's several developments going in around us. They're, you know, drilling wells 900 to 1,200 feet deep while we're sitting here with one 300 feet deep. I no longer drink the well water. We buy our water.
And Overton says that's not the only reason she's concerned.
Several years back when development first started, people started drilling 1,200 feet well, foot deep wells. And my folks had used this one particular well for years and years, never had an issue with it. Well, all of a sudden it went dry.
Overton says she doesn't feel the city of Cave Springs can meet her needs, and she's willing to pay higher taxes in Rogers for the security of a municipal water system.
Years ago, all the neighbors on Morningstar, they'll never pave this road. That was their comment. They'll never pave it, you know. They'll never build an airport over there. They'll never do this. You know, nobody ever thought there'd be a Walmart warehouse up the road. Well, you know, it happens. You know, progress happens. And you try to work around it and make the best of it for your situation.
As much as Overton is for the Rogers annexation, Brian McDonald is that much against it.
The majority of the people in the area, we want no part of this annexation. We feel it's infringing on our rights and our decision on how we want, what it's our land. Why should a city be able to come and take that?
And while Mayor Hines says the city council is following state law, McDonald says he was following the law when he led the charge for the voluntary annexation into Bentonville.
So we're either going to be Bentonville or Cave or Rogers. Where we live, it's going to be there. But we prefer, and that's the reason another reason we all annex, we want to be Bentonville. We want that Bentonville address.
McDonald says he doesn't see a reason to become part of Rogers because he feels he already has access to all the services the city says it would provide should the annexation pass.
So with Rogers touting they're going to be bringing us water or sewer, we don't need it. And when they bring it out there, the majority of us, I'm not going to go to city water. I have free water. It's excellent. I have free sewage. Why would I want to sign up to that?
McDonald also accuses Rogers' leaders of keeping the residents in the annexation area in the dark about the city's plans.
The city of Rogers gave us little to any notice of anybody in our area. They're trying to annex us. And so everything along the way has been very not well put together, very sneaky.
Mayor Hines says that's simply not the case. He says the city is just following the law and held a media conference nearly a week before the city council voted to hold the special election. City leaders also organized informational meetings since then to make their case to residents. In fact, Hines says it's the city of Bentonville that hasn't been transparent about the voluntary annexation.
All along, we've been told that this is just a voluntary annexation, that, you know, Bentonville didn't ask for this. We're just, you know, we're just accepting the people that want to come into the city. And and that sounds nice until you really start looking at the facts. And the facts are that there was a great deal of coordination with city personnel in particular city personnel that you wouldn't normally associate with voluntary annexations.
In a brief filed this week in response to the city of Bentonville's request to dismiss the lawsuit, the Rogers city attorney writes that Travis Matlock, the engineering director for the city of Bentonville, and two employees of the Bentonville Police Department were involved in the petitioning process. The minutes from the Bentonville City Council meeting when the petition was approved also state the alderman didn't hold any discussion before a unanimous vote. Hines says the City Council missed deficiencies in the petition.
Clearly, the Bentonville City Council did not vote to annex the properties that they were shown on the map.
The brief and KUAF's own verification indicate that of the 23 notarized petitions, 9 of the addresses entered on the line that requires the address or parcel number of property to be annexed were either listed as a P.O. box or an address that's already incorporated into another city. And Hines says the petitions that are valid don't form a contiguous landmass, which goes against annexation rules. Finally, Hines says Bentonville doesn't have a valid municipal reason for the annexation because the petitioner's desire to live in the city doesn't count.
Somebody's got to be the adult in the room, and I'm happy to be that person. You know, if Bentonville wants to isolate themselves and go off and make decisions like this that only reflect what Bentonville feels like or wants to do and has no bearing on regional planning, I can't control that. I'm not responsible for Bentonville.
In his motion to dismiss the lawsuit, the Bentonville city attorney argues that Rogers doesn't have legal standing in the case. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
We reached out to several members of the Bentonville City Council. They told us they couldn't comment because of the lawsuit filed against them by the City of Rogers. All of the City Council members, as well as the Bentonville mayor and Benton County judge, are named as defendants in the lawsuit. A hearing is set for tomorrow morning for Bentonville's motion to dismiss the case. Also, it's worth mentioning that an annexation by Rogers or Cave Springs would not affect the school district boundaries, so the children living in the annexed area would continue to attend Bentonville schools.